Bath County School Board's April meeting was full of the successes of many students in areas from art to clubs to band. And varsity boys soccer team won their game that evening too. When talking about the Perkins Plan, which supports the high school vocational programs, Bath County High School Principal Sarah Rowe shared the Federal Reviewer's thoughts.
I was so excited about the fact that we did so well in the Federal Review. They were so complimentary of the programs. One of the things that Ms. Kelly said was if she had the opportunity to send her child to another high school, she would have sent them here. That was a huge compliment for us. She said the culture of Bath County High School and the Mertz Career and Technical was something that when they come into a building, they can feel the energy, and it was really positive energy. They gave us some ideas about how to tweak our programs from traditional that we've done before to some non-traditional, some 18 weeks instead of 36 weeks. So we'll be looking at that for not this coming school year, but the next school year.
The board went on to approve Ms. Rowe's request to build and then submit the Perkins Fund plan by the end of the month. Superintendent Sue Hirsch had also mentioned an event where the high school band showcased their talent in March.
Last weekend, we had a celebration of the arts. It was held at the historic Masonic Theater in Clifton Forge, and I'm not sure exactly when all this fell into place, but a year ago, they tried to get this kind of event. And this year, as planning began, they said, well, let's invite Covington and let's invite Bath County.
Students of Studio Art will also have the chance to share their work at this event in the future, which draws together young artists from Allegheny, Bath, and Covington. Valley Elementary School students were in the spotlight another evening at their fourth annual talent show, singing, demonstrating karate, turning cartwheels, and more. A special thank you goes out to Mrs. Lowry, Ms. Hooker, and Ms. Simmons for coordinating that event. In action from their closed meeting, the board accepted the retirement of three staff members, Herschel Adkins, VES Custodian, Kathy Robertson, VES Food Service, and Stephanie Heiner, Bath County High School Guidance Counselor. They also appointed Dennis Holmes, Substitute Custodian. Mr. Ed Ozels reported weather stations are finished being installed at Valley and at the high school, and soon to be at Millboro Elementary School. Every student can become an observer, and the data collected can be used in a wide variety of STEM applications and is available to the community as well. It can be found on Weather Underground or by visiting the school's websites. More than one team from the high school and some middle school-aged Valley students will be participating in the Kid Wins Challenge this Saturday at Dabney S. Lancaster Community College in Clifton Forge from 9 to 12. These accomplished future engineers will be competing with wind turbines they designed themselves against other young STEM stars from around Virginia. Next month, the school board will be reviewing in detail the policies by the Virginia School Board Association regarding free and reduced lunches, food services, and some wellness guidelines that may be affected by changes in federal funding and policies. In closing board comments, current Chair Brian Secoy emphasized how appreciated staff and administration participation in meetings is, but that parent and general public input is essential too. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, I'm Amanda McGuire.